There's usually an orange cat who greets me there. One of those driveways.
When the weather allows, attorney Kathleen Henry shoulders her bag and walks about a mile from her home in Webster Groves to the Sun and Metrolink station. The first part winds along residential streets with spacious houses and well-kept lawns. But about 12 minutes in, this happens.
So now we get to the ugly part of the walk, where we're very close to the cars that are going 35 to 45 miles an hour on the Cleed Station Road.
Henry says it's already difficult to cross the Cleed Station, which is five lanes wide at some points. Preliminary concepts for the connector at a sixth lane at the intersection she uses daily.
I don't see how I'm going to cross the street once the South County connector goes through. They claim pedestrians will be allowed to cross, but that doesn't mean it will be enjoyable or it will feel safe.
The numbers show that more people are joining Henry in finding car-free ways to get to work. According to the Federal Highway Administration, vehicle miles traveled peaked at just over 3 million in 2007 and have leveled off just below that number since. Here in St. Louis, the advocacy group TrailNet says bicycle commuting has more than quintupled since 2007, though it's still a small percentage of travel. John Hicks, the project manager for the South County Connector, says that doesn't change the need for the new road.
We'll also continue to see increases in automobile uses. And even though this is an area that some people have indicated have lost population, parts of South County has had population growth. And so, you know, it's really serves a regional need.
But it's hard to find someone who agrees with him. The city of Maplewood and the Maplewood Chamber of Commerce are opposed because of the impact the connector would have on Deer Creek Center. Webster Groves, Shrewsbury, and the city of St. Louis don't want the road either. Also opposed, Democratic County Councilman Pat Dolan, who says he can't remember getting one letter in support. The connector runs mostly through his 5th district. So why is it getting built in the first place?
If you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Todd Swanstrom is the Des Lee Professor of Public Policy Administration at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. He says by their nature, highway departments tend to think that any traffic problem can be solved by a road.
The standard of evaluation can't be we're able to move more people from point A to point B faster and more efficiently. The issue is how do people gain access to the things they need in their lives? And is there ways that we can do this that aren't just about building new roads?
The county's John Hicks says the connector would make things better for all users.
So it's going to shave 5 minutes, 10 minutes off of your trip potentially. And then I think more importantly, by pulling what would be considered regional traffic off of local roads, it makes those neighborhoods more livable.
But TrailNet CEO Ann Max says the county is missing the point.
It is an enormous lost opportunity to have one of the best multimodal connections throughout our entering suburbs. It's an enormous waste of taxpayer dollars to instead build what is really a barrier.
Max says she hopes the county will go back to the drawing board on the South County Connector. But to avoid a similar situation in the future, she and other advocates are pushing for complete streets legislation. That would require that county roads be designed for all types of commuters from the beginning. County officials are currently reviewing comments on the connector's environmental impact statement. They'll submit the report and responses to the Federal Highway Administration in December. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.